Tony Gallo, the executive director of Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, joins us this morning. We had Tony on, about a month or so ago?
Yeah, right after I was, appointed.
Yeah, and then he said, I'll be more than happy to come back anytime. So
well, that's all we needed.
Yeah,
that's
right. I didn't think you'd take me up on that, but thank you for having me back.
We had the mayor in earlier talking about some of the things going on in that community. You kind of focus sort of on the county, but you're sort of seated in Elyria, kind
yes.
of that's where your view is, I guess, both from just your office as well as just the fact that that's where it's headquartered. How are things going these days as you get into the beginning part of 2014?
Good. We got about 3 months behind us now with me at it's actually president, not executive director.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. 3 months behind us, and we had a busy 3 months. Our January, February, March are normally filled with a lot of events. We do our annual meeting. We do the state of the city of Elyria. We do the state of the city of Lorain. And both of those were very well attended, and we got good feedback from both mayors, Mayor Rittenour as well as Mayor Brenda, kind of giving us an overview of what's taken place in the past year and what their sights are so focused on for the coming year as well, too. So I think there's some good things going on in both communities and in the county in general.
Earlier, we asked one of our guests, what about opportunities, challenges? When you look at the county, what do you see as the major challenges? Where do you see the opportunities?
Well, I mean, it's hard not to notice that a lot of the opportunities and a lot of the focus is on the area that abuts Cuyahoga County. The Avon Lakes, the Avon and North Ridgeville seem to be getting most of the pretty things that are happening within the county, which it's good for the county. That's good for us as a whole. Lorain and Elyria seem to have the hardest challenge to get people to move back in. We have the largest areas to infill. We have the largest area of manufacturing within the county as well, too. So it's always going to be the most difficult, especially within those downtown areas, because they were such hotbeds of merchandising and retail for the longest time. But it's expanded and it's moved, and now everything, the closer you are to Route 2 and 90, the more, I guess, it's better to be there. You know, it's better to be in that area.
Is part of it, though, because Avon Lake, Avon North Ridgeville, kind of a natural growth area outward from Cuyahoga County,
right,
whereas Elyria and Lorain are looked at by a lot of people as distinct cities.
Right. Yeah, and they're the two largest, you know, communities, and actually, really, when you look at them, it's really just one large community. I mean, you know, we're 9 miles apart from one another, but you know, there's so much that's in common, you know, with one another. But yes, it is a natural extension of Cuyahoga, and a lot of the people who live there are from Cuyahoga County originally, and they jumped the border to get cheaper insurance, cheaper taxes, but still have the ability to either get to and from work. So, and they had the most land to develop.
Well, that's the thing. Many times it's the housing.
Right.
That's where people come to look for a house.
Right.
If you got Elyria, Lorain, which they built their houses decades ago.
And they're smaller lots, and they don't have great rooms, and they don't have what people view as being, you know, what they want.
Now, housing fashion comes and goes.
Yeah.
People, who needs a great room? I have to heat all this.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wasted space.
Right.
I want something quaint. I like a family that has a
the way the houses were built, you know, in the 40s and the 50s, it would be very difficult to get the quality of material and the quality of workmanship that was built back then. 2x4s were really 2x4s when they built those houses back then. So they're not 2x4s now.
So that's one of the issues that goes with it too. I guess also maybe perception in any with cities, you know.
Yeah, and perception is probably way off compared to reality, right, in both communities, which is too bad. But you know, I think both mayors are doing really well at trying to defeat that perception and putting the focus on the downtown areas in both communities and just getting people to take a look at reinvesting within this community. And there's some good things, I think, that are on the horizon for Elyria and Lorain as well.
We're talking today with Tony Gallo, president of Lorain County Chamber of Commerce. This county, and Craig and I many years know, is so diverse, so sometimes isolated from one another. People in Oberlin like Oberlin. People in Wellington here. People in, you know, Lorain. I mean, that's a challenge that you probably face or see or have separate tables when you have meetings. I'm not quite sure how all that works.
Well, it's
together.
Very parochial. At the end of the day, everybody, you know, these mayors go to bed in their bed worrying about what's happening within the borders of their community. And that's what they're, you know, it's hard not to look beyond that. And it's great when there's an expansion in Avon Lake because there are people who live in Elyria that work there. So that's a good thing, no matter what the business is, no matter what the community is. But, you know, we all have to worry about what's within our own borders. So we don't sit at separate tables. There isn't that. And they come together quite a bit. We actually have an economic development luncheon with all the players this afternoon. It's actually going to be held in Oberlin. And it's really just going to be a follow-up on what's good that's going on within the community as a whole. What do we have to look forward to? Does somebody need some help on something? Is there some way? I would tell you this much, that the economic development arms are working better now today in 2014 than they probably have ever, or at least within the last two decades. It's clear that we need to work together as a county to attract some of these businesses to our area and to make sure that it's a benefit for all the communities within Lorain County.
Attracting businesses to come to the county, and the question then comes, where does that business go? Because that's who benefits the most from it, even though overall the whole county will benefit. But
yeah, our partner over at the chamber and on the fifth floor of the county administration building is Team Lorain County, and they work hard at the attraction and really, it depends on what it is that this business that's, you know, coming to locate here is looking for. Do they need warehouse space? Do they need access to rail? Do they need access to the highways? You know, distribution-wise, are they focusing on heading more west than they are east? You know, all those things, you know, fall into play. And there is actually, you know, an entire book, so to speak, that has the available properties and what the costs are going to be, and you know what comes with that, whether it's cable readiness or phone readiness or whatever it is that they're looking for, and all those things come into play. And usually when they do come here looking, they're looking at more than one property, and it's probably usually in more than one community. So it just really depends on what is the best fit for them.
How many members do you have?
We have about 650 currently.
Yeah. And if you were to say to a potential member, what might be a major benefit to them being part of the chamber?
Well, the majority of our members are small businesses. And actually, you know, here, the owner here at Midway Diner, he's not a member of the chamber yet. And we want him to join. And one of the ways that would benefit him from joining, and one of the things that he would get out of it, is just the recognition at our events. I mean, we have networking events. We have a networking event tonight in Avon at Avon Oaks Caring Community, the nursing facility there off of French Creek Road. And we'll have over 100, 125 people there, different business owners, different business members that are looking to find out about the other businesses in Lorain County and what it is that they do, and can I do business with you, and can you do business with me? And it's a great way for people to associate a name of a business with a face. You know, I've been doing this for 11 years now, and the biggest thing is people do business with people they know and they like. And you know, if you're just a name in our directory and they still don't know who you are, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of business from other chamber members. But if they've gotten to know you, they see what you do, they see how you interact, they see that you're in Rotary and that you're giving back to the community and you're donating to this, and that, you know, you've taken your time to help out Elyria Youth Little League or whatever it is, they see that the community is important to you and they want to do business with you because they want to make sure that you succeed. And it's good for their business and it's good for the businesses of Lorain County too. So, you know, we offer discounts, you know, as well, for the business owners, whether it's for healthcare, whether it's for shipping, you know, different varieties of, you know, electricity, you know, bulk buying, that kind of thing. So you can get a return on investment from your membership, but you can also turn that into a windfall for business that comes to you because of who you are and people getting to know you.
Sounds good. A lot of things going on, and it's exciting to see. We had before the start of the show with Brandon Rutherford from Invest Elyria talking about an organization that kind of wants to be proud of the community, going out and help things, and much the way that the chamber does too, trying to show that, you know, you kind of put your money where your mouth is in a sense, because right. you want to be, you know, come to my business. Well, you want to be able to spread that around to other businesses in the community as
and,
well.
And it's key. I mean, there are people who've gone out on a limb and invested a whole lot of money by opening up a business here within, you know, Lorain County or Elyria. And, you know, we need to support them. We need to make sure that they make it. And we need to encourage people to, you know, spend their dollars here locally. I mean, when they do spend their dollars here locally, you know, over 50% of those dollars stay local and they're re-spent and re-spent and re-spent. So yeah. That's key.